Welcome to Fewer Things Better. This is the place for all of us who are big on goals and short on time. Together, we'll explore smart, simple ideas on how to retrain your brain and unlock your life. I'm your host, Kristen Graham. Let's get started. Hello, friends. Previous episodes have focused on productivity and principles and practices of the attention economy. These topics have a lot of theory and research on the impact of regular practices in your daily life. I want to shift today's topic to be less about theory and more about the people who are part of your daily life. The bottom line on top of this episode is that there is a direct correlation between the quality of your day and the impact of those around us. The people in your life can have just as much impact as any habit, tool, theory, or technique. When looking at the who surrounding us, they typically fall into one of two categories. They can be engines or they can be anchors. The engines are the ones who propel you forward and are the inspirational pace cars ahead of you. These are the individuals who cheer you on, pick you up, and keep you going. This specific and intentional energy is a critical component of where you are likely to find progress and innovation, creativity and problem solving, and sometimes more importantly, most importantly, these are the places that offer you a soft place to land. The other type of person who can contribute to the quality of our life is an anchor. This is somebody who typically is holding you back, who has the emergency brake on when you're trying to rev that engine. The person that's saying, everything's fine as it is. Why do you have to go and change things? And often with the anchors, it's less about what you're trying to do and more about their own comfort level that is being challenged as they are watching you learn and grow and consider new things. So as you're looking around at Team You, whether that is comprised of those connected to you via chosen or biological family, professionally or personally, look at the give and take of the people who are in your life or in your head. Who is living in your mind rent-free? Are they an engine or an anchor? One way to examine this is by paying attention to the words that surround you. Which voices do you hear most on any given day? And I'm specifically saying hear because that goes into our cognitive intake system. The people, and let's just say the five people that you hear the most on a given day, they are your bankers. They are either investing in you or they are divesting from you. Daily deposits are being made into your mind through words. And those words either add or subtract from your self-confidence. Words alone can be engines or anchors, regardless of who they come from. A lot of us have a memory bank full of words that we can pull on at any point to offer as proof. This is why I can't. Or this is why I am. What you say to yourself is a powerful undercurrent that either pushes you forward or pulls you backwards. So just like people, our own words can be adding fuel to the engines or adding weight to the anchors. And also what other people say to you, the words that they use, these are the accelerants to the acceptance that you allow into your brain. Pay attention to the people who also deprive you of conversational calories. The people who simply don't respond or who intentionally send you silent anchors. All of this study, all these conversations are about unlocking the brain, and that really comes first from that nourishment in the soil of our minds. And that nourishment is words. So try an experiment. Reach out today or this week to 5 people with just a quick positive note. It doesn't have to be an email. It could just be a quick text or even a live conversation. But connect with 5 people with something positive and see if they accept your words. Are you around people who are willing to accept positivity? That will tell you something right there. See if they accept your words and what, if any, words they send back your way. You see, you get to be in charge of what nourishments go into the soil of your mind. And if you are finding there isn't a lot of sustenance available, consider what that means in terms of what you are willing to accept. People and words can be your engines or your anchors. You get to pick who's on your confidence crew, and make sure you're on your own team too. Until next time, take good care. Thanks for listening. You can find a lot more like this over on unlockthebrain.com or follow me on LinkedIn or Twitter. And if you found value in this podcast, please take a minute to rate and comment. Thanks so much. And now let's go do fewer things better.